Hello and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We're your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we give you the latest and greatest in nerdy news and trending nerd topics. Explicit content warning. This podcast may not be suitable for all listeners of all ages. Material on this podcast has been deemed to be vulgar, rude, or sometimes even crude. So you have been warned. What up, what up, what up, my motherfucking nerdy beeps? What's going down, everybody?
Hey.
Everybody wants to be a cat.
Oh, hello.
Hello, feedback.
Yeah, sorry.
My fault. Oh, boy. Christian, yes. How's it going, pal?
Good, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. Yeah. By a thread. By like a little insy teensy thready boys. So, guys, we have, been a little bit MIA. We've been pretty busy last 2 weeks. Haven't had time. I've been on vacation and whatnot.
Yeah, vacation.
Vacation, yes. So, me and my girlfriend and her friend, we went on vacation out to Santa Rosa / Windsor. We were actually in Windsor, but, like, nobody, if you just say Windsor, nobody's going to know where the hell that is. And so, it's, like, literally, like, 7 miles outside of Santa Rosa. So I had to say Santa Rosa. And if you guys still don't know where that's at, it's like, you know, north of San Francisco by maybe 50 miles and about 20 something miles east of Bodega Bay on like the coast right there.
And if you still don't know where that is, Google Maps exists.
Yes, exactly. I'm just trying to give people an indication of where I was located at. Yeah,
I mean, but you know, we're world famous, so people might not even know where San Francisco is, you know.
Right, you know, it's hard. Everyone knows where Sacramento is because that's where the Nerdy Boys reside.
Right, yeah, they're like, oh, they're from that place in California where the big building is.
Yeah. All right, that was helpful.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, I mean, I had a lot of fun, did a lot of turning up, pump up the volume, turning up, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, it was a lot of fun. I also actually worked while I was down there. I didn't have, you know, the luxury of not working, unfortunately. But I still had a lot of fun. I worked in the morning times, came back, like, in the afternoon, and then, you know, turned up throughout the rest of the day and then went to sleep and did it all again.
Oh, yeah. Fun.
Yeah. And then, so we went to Bodega Bay a couple of times. We went to the beach, went to this really nice beach, guys. You guys should definitely check it out. It's a free beach to go to. It's just like a little turnout on Highway 1, and you just go down the little sand dune or like the steps and go onto the beach. It's really nice. It's called Portuguese Beach, and it was super lovely. It was so awesome, and
yeah, kind of like looked like the beaches that are like up in the hills of like San Francisco almost, like the like headlands, right? And stuff. Or is it headlands? Right. Something like that. Yeah, like because there's like a lot of cliffs and stuff, which is like really cool.
Right. And then we went.
Was it cold?
It was like decently cold when we went to Portuguese Beach. And then we went to another beach. We were going to go to Doran Beach, which is like a state beach. And, like, we didn't realize that you had to pay to get in, which is kind of lame, to be honest. And we didn't have any cash on us, and they don't take cards at those sort of, you know, tolls. So we had to turn around and go find a different beach. And then we found another beach, and it was cool, but it was super cold that day. Holy crap, it was so cold. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was nice. And, there's just been a lot of stuff going on in my life lately. Mm-hmm. And, the beach was much needed, you know. Yeah. If you guys are ever having like just some of those really down moments in life, whatever the case might be, maybe try going to the beach. You know, there's just something about the beach and just watching the waves crash over, you know, the shoreline and everything like that is just magnificent, and it really is the very therapeutic, and it was awesome, and you know it. Felt like, you know, from the time that all this stuff started happening to that point, it was like the first time I could just like breathe out, you know, and it was just really awesome. Great experience and something I really needed to happen.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of beaches, if I'm honest.
Really? I love beaches.
Yeah. You know, like, in Attack of the Clones, where Anakin's talking about sand, and people think it's, like, a really cringy line for some reason, but, like, I don't know. I relate to it so hard. I'm like, yeah, sand is coarse and rough, and it gets everywhere. It gets fucking everywhere. Everywhere.
So that's why you bring towels to sit on the beach, if you're going
to
sit on the beach.
I've gone to beaches and brought towels, and I still get sand in my teeth, in my asshole, on my dick. How does the sand get here? I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't have that problem, my friend. And I even, like, fucking do this, like, this sand. So, on, like, the second beach, I still don't know the name of the beach. I wish I did know it, but, so there's, like, the beach, and then there's, like, this, like, little pop-up hill, that, like, is, like, all very loose sand. All the sand on, like, the beach is, you know, has been, like, wetted, like, been, like, you know, crashed over by the ocean and everything right. like that. And so it's, like, pretty solid sand. You're not going to sink into the sand. But once you kind of go onto this, I don't know what to call it, like a little mini hill or, like, a cliff.
A dune?
I guess, like, a dune of some sort. And it had, like, all loose sand, and it was hard as hell to get up, and, like, I kind of tripped getting up the dune, and, like, so funny, dude, I hella recorded it, too. My girlfriend, Kanara, she was, like, getting up, and I was, like, recording her struggling, and I went to reach out my hand, and, like, right as she grabbed my hand, she ate ass, dude. It was so funny, dude. You know me.
Yeah.
If I see somebody fall, like, as long as I can tell they're not hurt, like, I'm gonna laugh at you really badly. I'm the worst. Yeah, I am the worst.
It's true.
Christian knows from personal experience of this.
You know, on that note, guys, if you ever buy cleats, don't run on a pavement with them.
Oh, you're slick. Oh, God. Dude, that was so funny. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. But I also tripped, too, and, you know, I didn't. I mean, there was a lot of sand in my shoes. I wore these shoes, actually, and I got all the sand out easily, you know, and just took a couple minutes, dumped it all out, swept it out of the shoe, and then clapped the shoes together to get the sand off the bottom of the shoes, and I was good to go. No sand anywhere else, so
I don't know.
Maybe you're not doing the beach right.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I'm not doing the beach right. I don't do a lot of things right. So.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Dude, I don't do life right, apparently, you know. So, like I said, you know, I've been having, like, a lot of stressful things happening and, you know, have, you know, unfortunately made some really bad decisions in life. And, like, I have, like, a lot of debt accumulating, so it's been a lot of stress for me. And, you know, unfortunately, my car was repossessed, and then I had to go through Lyft rental, which is ridiculously expensive to do. But, you know, when ride sharing is your only source of income, you really don't have a choice but to rent the car or you're going to be homeless, you know.
Right.
Well, that's some of the, you know, adversities I've been facing, but everything is kind of looking up to an extent. You know, I was... So basically, I think 2 weeks ago on Tuesday, this is like the morning that, like, I went out, dude, I was like fully ready to go to work and everything. And, like, I'm all pumped up, you know, all right, this is gonna be a good day, rah, rah, and everything. And then freaking I go outside and my car's gone. I'm like stressed out all day long, dude. It was incredibly stressful and, like, trying to figure out, like, where I'm gonna come up with, like, the $250 to, like, get. That's how much you have to put down for the Lyft rental car. You know, and it's a super easy process. So, you know, I'm really grateful for them, by the way. But, you know, it's been real stressful.
Yeah. Everyone just wants your money all the time. So, Right. Yeah, it's,
you know,
difficult.
Make good decisions, people. Don't use credit cards. Ever. Yeah. It's the worst thing you can do. Like, eventually, like, you know, you think you're like, oh, all right, you know, I was good. You know, I had, like, 2 credit cards now that I can no longer pay for, which sucks, but, you know, such is life. You live, you learn, and you move on, I guess. And, you know, I was good with, like, the minimum payments and everything for a while, and then all of a sudden the interest rate kicks in. And, you know, what you understand is, you know, yes, there's going to be interest added onto it, but, like, which most people don't realize, which I didn't realize, is that your minimum payment goes up. I didn't know that. Like, and I'm like, I have 2 pretty much maxed out credit cards, And all of a sudden, like, my minimum payments are, like, nearly $200 each card. I'm like, I don't make that much money. I'm just like, okay. Man. Yeah, so I've been under, like, a lot of stress lately. So, you guys, just a little background on, you know, what's going on in my life. But, oh, yeah, like I said, so, yeah, the car was repossessed Tuesday. You know, I did, like, a lot of thinking, and like, I even, like, prayed a lot, you know. I was just kind of really hoping that, you know, God might, you know, show me a way. You know, I'm a religious person. I'm not trying to push any beliefs on anybody else right now, but, you know, I'm just sharing my experience with you guys. And, you know, I prayed, and, you know, for him to kind of give me strength and kind of show me, like, a path that I can take in life. You know, you show me and I'll take it. And then, like, not even kidding, like, the next day, the next morning, I already had the Lyft rental car. I'm working in the morning time, and then all of a sudden I get a phone call from the people I had interviewed with on Monday that told me that it was only going to be a Saturday and Sunday job because that's all they had hours for. They call me, ask me if I can come in right away for an integrity test and to do fingerprinting, and, well, I have to do the TB test on Monday, but then they also informed me that there are full-time hours available now. So I was nice. Just like, wow. Really awesome. And, you know, things are looking up. You know, I'm going to be getting a regular job and, you know, awesomely, like, it's Monday through Friday, which is freaking awesome for me. I love that. Unfortunately, it's going to be like 11:30 a.m. to like 7:30 p.m. Not most ideal hours for myself, but whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do kind of thing, man. You know?
Yeah, they're not terrible hours, you know. Still have time in the morning and at night and stuff. Yeah,
definitely. Not the worst, not the best, but it is Monday through Friday. Can't complain. It's going to be a stable paycheck and get myself back on track.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to think. Is there anything else to catch up with myself? No, I don't think so. Unless I'm just not thinking.
McDonald's, right? They love fat kids, you know, and true. As a fat kid, we love McDonald's. I do. And so they came out with these donut sticks for breakfast, and I got them this morning.
Were they good?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They kind of taste like cinnamon sugar, like malasadas, you know, like Portuguese donuts, or even like the little Chinese sugar donuts.
Right.
But like they're very thin, like light dough, like kind of dough. So like, you know, it's not like you don't feel like you're eating this big, like, doughy kind of thing. They're very good. They're light. They kind of feel light and crispy and sugary and cinnamony. I don't know. They're pretty good.
Nice.
I'll check them out. You can get a 6-piece for like $1.89 or a 12-piece for $3.69.
And by the way, guys, we're not sponsored by any company whatsoever. So we're not being paid to promote anything right now, in case you were wondering. I mean, I would love to be, sponsored by McDonald's,
yeah.
One of like the largest companies in the world.
Yeah, I mean, if the Olympics can get sponsored by McDonald's, why can't we?
I know, we're just the greatest thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, if you're a company out there looking to sponsor podcast, hit us up.
Yeah.
We may be interested in partnering with you. We're not going to partner with just anybody, but, you know, hey, still shoot us an email.
Definitely.
You can find that on our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. Go and scroll down. You can either contact us through the social media page, or there's an email us button down at the bottom of the webpage.
Well, in while we're on the topic, you know, of fat kidness, right? So we went to IKEA last weekend.
Love that place.
You know, and, you know, we're there. So I'm like, you know, like my girlfriend's looking for like furniture and stuff. I enjoy furniture shopping too, but you know, we got to get shit done. So we're like looking at furniture and whatnot, and like, you know, looking at what we should get. And you know, I'm like, well, we're fucking here. I'm going to get some fucking cinnamon rolls because they're fucking delicious from there. You know, like people love Cinnabon and shit. I can't stand Cinnabon. If you want to get to my heart with cinnamon rolls, it's IKEA, right?
Right.
So we're at IKEA and like, I can't find the cinnamon rolls anywhere. Like, and then I get informed that, like, their bakery, like, cafeteria shit is closed for 2 weeks.
What?
That's what it's expected to be closed for. But it's, like, it could be longer or whatever. I don't know. I was a little upset that, you know, I couldn't get some cinnamon rolls. You know, we walked out of there with, like a utensil holder or some stupid shit that that my girlfriend wanted. And, like, that's so funny. Silverware and stuff, and I think we're gonna go back soon, because she has to get like stuff for her birthday party, which is coming up, you know. So I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. We got some Swedish meatballs as well, like just frozen ones. So I'm gonna cook them. Maybe you'll get an invite to Swedish meatball night or something. You know, you never know.
I'm not excluded from surf and turf night.
Hey, you excluded from surf and turf night. You excluded from ravioli night.
Right, right. Talking about Fat Kid Adventures, right? So when we go to the, so back on the topic of vacation. So uh-huh. I was on vacation, and then we go to the second beach, and then so we were gonna get some food afterwards, right? And so we're gonna get fish and chips out there, but then like the prices were like ridiculous out there, like yeah. in Bodega Bay. We're just like, no, we'll just go find something else to eat when we get back into Santa Rosa. So we get back there, and then, you know, we go to Popeyes. No, we don't want that. We did end up getting, like, a large fry from there because their seasoned fries are actually really good. And they give you, like, this huge, like box full of them. Really yeah. good.
Their sweet tea's not bad either.
Yeah, and so then we go to – where did we go from there? We went to this place called Pho Crazy, and it was the worst. First red flag was, I mean, okay, not to be racist, you don't have to be a certain like race or anything to work at any sort of restaurant, but there was like a Mexican guy in there, and we're just like, okay. But we did look at the, because there were some people eating in there, and we're like looking at the food. And, like, it looked absolutely disgusting. Mm. Like, it did not look good at all. Like, it looked like it was just going to be a terrible experience. And we're looking at the menu, and the same, we got the same vibe. So we're just like, oh, no.
Dude, no offense, but that's how I feel about almost all Vietnamese food at this point.
Really?
We got Vietnamese food last night, and I don't know, man. It's like, everything is, like, pickled in onions and shit. It's fucking disgusting. Like, I got, like, you know, just, like, seasoned beef with rice, and it's all, like, pickled in beef and onions and shit. Like, I went to bed like smelling like onions from eating that shit. Like, they're okay, to be fair, their calamari was fucking delicious, but everything else I thought was gross.
So we ended up leaving that place. We go to BJ's. We're like, all right, safe bet, BJ's cool.
On that note, their calamari is terrible. Go ahead.
Yes. And then, like, they're, like, seating people, and there's so many open seats, and we're having to wait, like, a half hour. And then, like, my girlfriend, she wanted to go to the Camus Club before they closed, and they closed at, like, 7. And it was, like, an hour and 45 minutes, like, away. Or not, like, the Camus Club, but the, like, from the time they closed. We're waiting. And we're just like, all right, I don't think we're going to be done in time, like... We end up leaving there too, so that's like the third place we had been to, technically the fourth place we had been to, and we left. And at this point, I'm like getting like hangry. I'm like hungry and angry equals hangry.
Yes.
You know, in case you didn't know, but you know, I'm getting hangry at that point. Like, I'm just starving. I'm just like, oh, I don't care where we eat. We could eat at like McDonald's or something. I don't care. Like,
you didn't have a Snickers handy.
Yeah, no, I didn't have a Snickers handy. It was a very unfortunate experience. Mm-hmm. And then we go to this Chinese restaurant, and then it was like the same case as like No. This food actually looked delicious, but was like just way out of our price range.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably some of the most expensive Chinese food I've ever seen in my life, dude. We got like pretty much a dinner for two and like a thing of like fried wonton, and it was like over $70, dude.
Jesus, that's a lot.
I was like, dude, we're
that's
not...
like arena prices for food.
And we got it to go, or we were gonna get it to go. Yeah, dude, it was insane, dude. I was like, no, we're not paying that. So then really my girlfriend was saying that, but you know, I was like, all right, you know. So then I was like, well, do you want to leave? And I was like, annoyed at that point. And so I was like, so we leave. And then, like, next door is a Mexican restaurant, so I was like, oh, let's go there, you know. And she's like, I don't want a Mexican restaurant, you know. And then, like, she ended up yelling at me, and we got in a fight. And I was just like, oh, my God, like, this is so ridiculous. Like, I'm just hungry. I just want to eat. And then after all that, after she's, like, sitting there saying, I don't want fast food or anything, we end up eating, like, Panda Express. After all that. Like, why couldn't we just eaten like the Popeyes or something in the beginning? Like, it was like a 4.5-hour debacle.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt.
I was just like, I was starving for like 4.5 hours because she was like super indecisive. You know, I was just like, dude, I literally will eat anything. Like anything. I don't care. Like, I'm not a person that like really am like, you know, maybe every now and then I might have like a super taste for a specific thing, but I'll go and get that specific thing if I have a taste for it. But most of the time, I am like a very go with the flow person. I'll eat anything from anywhere, you know. Like I'm not a super picky eater. Like the only thing I don't like is pickles. Like I hate pickles. Like just don't put pickles on my shit, and I'll be fine.
Yeah, you bitches.
Right, and like I'm just like I just want to eat. I just want to eat.
That's like how I feel. Like my girlfriend will like order food. Like through some app, I don't know. It's not Grubhub or Postmates, it's the other one. So, whatever. Anyway, DoorDash, right? She'll get food through DoorDash.
I love that place.
And it tells you like the delivery times and stuff.
Right.
But like she'll be like, "Oh, I don't want to wait that long." But then she'll spend like the next 30 minutes trying to decide what to eat. I'm like, "You could have just got that and it would have been the same time as what you're getting now." Like I mean, but it's funny, you know, like, you know, and she'll be like, "What do you want to eat?" And I'm like, "Well, I can say any number of things, and I know you're not going to want them. So let's just cut to the chase here and just get what you want, and I'll find something." Like I did at the stupid Vietnamese place. I found something.
Dude, my girlfriend does things very similar, and it annoys me. Oh, God. She's like, "No, I always choose. I want you to choose." And then I'll choose something. She's like, "I don't want that." And I'm just like, "Why did you have me choose then? Just pick something."
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I don't want to sound too sexist or anything, but like, I just think women get like really like confused when it comes to picking food. Cause like, I don't know if everything sounds good to them or nothing sounds good to them. But like it confuses them or something. I'm not too sure how it really works, but like they have the hardest time picking things. Like they want to pick something, but just can't. Yeah. And then like it's just a long process. And I'm just like, I love it when she has those days where I want this or something. I'm just like, "Yes. Okay, cool. Yeah. I can go and get this. Like, let's go get Chick-fil-A. Let's go get Wingstop. Let's go get In-N-Out. Let's go get XYZ, you know?"
Yeah. You know, like my girlfriend does that a lot too. Like she'll know what she wants, you know, and like be like, "Oh, let's get this or whatever," and that's fine. But like a lot of times, it's like she either wants everything, like she'll be like, "I want this, like," so I'll be like, "Oh, let's go here," and she'll be like, "Yeah, but I also want this, and I don't know if I want this more, whatever, you know, stuff like that," or like, you know, nothing sounds good, like, or like, you know, she's like trying to make sure nothing's gonna upset her stomach or whatever, you know, like stuff like that. Right. So it's like, you know. Why are you asking me, though? I don't know what's going to upset your stomach and what's not. Just get what you want or what you think you want or figure out. I don't, because for me, most of, like 95% of the time, I don't give a shit. Like, I'll find food here if I have to. Like, I don't really care, you know?
Right.
Like, if you want something that I don't want, I'll just eat what I have in the house or cook something, you know? I don't really care, to be honest. But, you know, sometimes it's like, "Oh, I don't want that for sure." But I'm not going to tell her she can't have it. But, you know, if I don't get it, she doesn't want it. So,
right.
You know, but you know what? I think both of us will, like, agree, though. Like, we're just super lucky to have these wonderful women, and you know, and, you know. These little things. It doesn't really even annoy me that she can't make a decision like that. It's just like,
I think I don't know. This it's was like the thing. First time. Like, yeah, it doesn't really annoy me either. I think I use certain terms like very loosely, but this was actually the first time I did get annoyed. Only because I was so hungry that I started getting like mad.
Yeah,
and I was just like, ugh. I think we both. And it wasn't even like just her though. I was like a little indecisive too. But I think it was the fact that we both, I think, had our hearts set on fish and chips.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, like, we seen, like, the price, and we're just like, ugh.
You should take her to that place that we played trivia at for fish and chips.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah. That was good fish and
like
chips.
Like the Fox and Goose or something, I don't know.
I want to take her to that place in San Francisco where I went with my brother to on his birthday. That hotel, they have like a restaurant connected to it that like the best fish and chips I've ever had.
That's awesome.
God, it was so good.
Wow.
Anyways, guys, we've kind of rambled on for long enough. We are going to get into the news.
This is the NBR news. live from the MBR in-home studios. Christian, back to you.
All right. Yay. Thanks. Thanks, friend. So first bit of news, right? Star Wars Episode 9 has wrapped principal photography, which to some people like Daniel means that all of a sudden the movie's done for some reason. There's a lot they have to do after principal photography, but there's an image released of John Boyega, Daisy Ridley, and Oscar Isaac all hugging and looking incredibly sad after the film has wrapped filming and stuff. And I don't know, does this picture emit any emotions for you or anything, or is it just kind of like, oh cool, it's done and hopefully the movie's not bad?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's not like our classic, you know, Han, Luke, and Leia kind of thing. It's just like our new adventurers and stuff. I don't know, it's kind of sad that like it's like ending for them or whatever, and I don't know if they're gonna like continue their story in like another set of movies. Who knows what Disney's doing?
Oh God, I hope not.
But yeah, are you looking forward to Episode 9 at all, or are you just kind
of? I'm looking to the end of Episode 9, so I can finally get over the Skywalker, saga. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it at this point. Like 9 movies, too much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think
controversial opinions. Yeah, I know.
No, I don't think it's that. People who love things as much as people love Star Wars, you know, there's always gonna be this visceral reaction to things or whatever, you know, and like it's hard for them to look at things objectively. I think even for like me as a Star Wars fan, sometimes it's like difficult to look at things objectively. But like, I don't know, Star Wars fans. It's like politics, you know? It's like nobody can find a middle ground. You're either on one side or the other, and they all hate each other. And I'm just like, but you're the same. Like,
right,
the people on the both sides, like, they're the same. Like, and it's like, I don't know. It's like, just, you can enjoy things without being petty, and you can hate them without being petty, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, it's like, 8 of the movies I've enjoyed, but the newest additions into the Star Wars, you know, it's like the prequels, the originals, Solo and Rogue One. I enjoyed all those and everything. It's just I haven't gotten the same enjoyment out of, you know, Episode 7 and 8 and, you know.
Right.
Like, I mean, they've been decent in my opinion, but like it's just not as enjoyable as the rest of them. Right. And it's just like 11, I said 9 originally, but then I thought about Rogue One is technically an add-on and Solo is still technically an add-on. Yeah,
anthology films or whatever they want
to
call
it. Right, but it's like 11 is so many to focus on one time period when there's all these like new adventures we can explore with new concepts and everything like that, along with what was in the past and things and all these crazy good stories that have been written in books and stuff, so it's already outlined for you guys. Like, there's just so many better stories they could be telling. I'm just so sick of it. Like, it's just like I'm just done with the whole Skywalker storyline. It's like I want something new and fresh, you know, whether it be something in the past from the Old Republic to, you know, the beginning stages of all of it, you know. You know, I would love to explore something like that, you know, or just something new away from what they have now. You know, I definitely would love to go into the Old Republic of, you know, before it became, you know, on the dark side of, you know, the Power of Two and everything like that. So I obviously think what's his name would be a great jumping point.
Darth Bane?
Yeah, Darth Bane, or you know, maybe even Reaven or something like way, way, way in the past. Like, there's so many good stories you guys could tell, but we're still focusing on the originals because everyone is connected with them. So they're milking it for as much as they can at this point. And I'm just like, okay, guys, when are we going to move to something different?
Right. Yeah. I think that, like, I think I respect your opinion on, like, 7 and 8 more than a lot of people's, because like you're not like hypocritical about it or whatever, like you know, like you have like your can like your reasons for not liking episode 7, which, you know, obviously I disagree with, and like we've had plenty of arguments about it, but you know, like that's fair enough. But like then you don't dislike episode 8 because it didn't have the payoffs that episode 7 set up, right? Which is a lot of people, they hate episode 8 because, oh, look at all the stuff that J.J. Abrams set up that Rian Johnson didn't follow up on. Okay, but you hated episode 7 too, so why the fuck are you so concerned about that, you know? Yeah. Like, and then you're excited J.J. Abrams is coming back, but you didn't like episode 7, so like, I don't really get it. So, yeah, I think it's almost fair to say that the best Star Wars movie since, you know, I don't know, since the original trilogy is Rogue One. I think you'd agree with that.
Since the original trilogy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
You said just since the original trilogy? Yeah. Does that include prequels?
No. Since Return of the Jedi in 1983... The best Star Wars movie since then is Rogue One.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I mean, look, I like the prequels. A lot of people hate the prequels. I like the prequels.
Yeah, I actually really enjoy them.
And, you know, I think I'd rather watch Revenge of the Sith most days over Return of the Jedi, you know, which I guess maybe is controversial, but, you know, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, anyway, moving on. All right, this is a follow-up. This is a good follow-up. We talked about Millennium Films and Avi Lerner, that piece of junk over there, who's the CEO, who was like, hey guys, Bryan Singer, I don't give a shit. It's fake news about these allegations of sexual garbage, whatever.
Right.
And he was like, we're sticking with them and all this stuff. Well, Millennium Films has since shelved Red Sonja amid Bryan Singer allegations. Avi Lerner, he shocked the industry with his garbage statements about fake news. It appears the studio has reconsidered as they have put the film on indefinite hold. Avi, piece of shit Lerner, has attempted damage control in a new interview, saying, I don't want to apologize. I just want to clarify my statement by saying I think victims should be heard and this allegation should be taken very, very seriously. I don't agree to judge by the Twitter. I want the accused to be judged by the court. Okay. Yeah, that's not really damage control. I think he's just making it worse. Like, we all agree that, like, Twitter shouldn't, you know, sentence people to prison or whatever.
Well, or of course.
Anything like that. But, you know, like, when there are allegations against a person, whether true or not, you should put the movie on hold. Even if, you know, just wait. Because, yeah, Bryan Singer should absolutely, if people want to press charges, it should go to court. But if they don't, you have a controversial figure and you have to be aware that it's going to negatively affect your movie. And you're being so stupid and saying it's fake news and disregarding the victims, that the potential victims entirely, while you're saying, well, this guy who's not, Bryan Singer's the victim here because he's being accused. And I don't believe it, so fuck everybody else. Like, and I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But what do you think?
Your guy, he's an idiot, man. He should have never said what he said. I agree that he's a piece of garbage for saying it. And at this point, like, when you say an original statement, you know, it's like, I will never usually probably believe your apology. Because it's like, you meant what you said when you originally said it.
Well, he's not even apologizing. He said, I don't want to apologize. I just want to clarify. So,
right. You know, it's just like, oh, yeah. So I didn't even say, I didn't read the I don't part of it. I thought he said, I want to apologize.
No, he doesn't want to apologize.
Yeah, what a piece of garbage. I mean, you sit there and you back, you know, somebody that's like being accused of it, which, you know, is fine, but to come out here and be like fake news and all that type of garbage, it's like you're an idiot, dude. Like, you know, like, it,
I don't know, man. Yeah,
that just, I don't know, this guy, he just riling me up, you know.
Yeah, it's so bad. Like, the this damage controls, like, everything he's trying to do, he's just making it worse for himself. Like, maybe he had the right intentions or something, but, like, the way he went about it is completely wrong, and, like, the things he said are completely wrong. Like, if I'm making a movie and I have a director and there's this large expose with, what was it, like 117 sources or some shit?
Right.
To back it up, even if I believe, I'm like, hey, man, I don't believe these allegations. I think you're a stand-up guy, but we have to do this because if we don't, we're going to get crucified by the public. Right. And, like, that sucks, but that's just how it is. But instead, he doubled down and he's like, no, it's fake news. It's fake news. Fuck it. We're sticking with him. You know, and it's like, you put, like, I would almost respect him more if, like, they didn't all of a sudden shelve the movie. Like, just go through with it. If you're so sure of your convictions, then just go through with it. Like, why are you shelving it now all of a sudden? Like,
right.
I don't know. I have no respect for Avi Lerner. I think he's a piece of shit. And I hope this movie, if it does get made, it gets made by a different studio with a different director or something. But fuck Avi Lerner. Moving on to some better news. DC news. Aquaman screenwriter David Leslie Johnson Goldrick, because he needs four names, is going to write the sequel. And there's also news that James Wan is in negotiations to return as the director.
I sure hope that James Wan does. I thought he did a fantastic job.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Oh, you can read. You go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't sure if we're switching off or not. Aquaman spinoff, The Trench, is in development. Writers Noah Gardner and Aiden Fitzgerald hired. What the
heck? I think just say it would be.
It would be a horror spinoff focusing on monstrous beasts Aquaman faced, will not include any Aquaman characters, and James Wan and Peter Safran will produce. That's an interesting idea. I mean, without the backing of like an Aquaman character of some sort.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the exact point? I mean, is this going to be under like the DC banner? There's so many questions I have.
Yeah, I think will. I mean, I don't really understand a spinoff about,
right?
Like, you know, like it talks about the trench in this article, like about how it's like one of the best scenes in the movie with the trench and all this stuff, and going down in the trench, and then he confronts the beast and all this stuff and
they're
separating themselves from Atlantis and the Aquaman movie. They're just making a movie purely based on life in the trench. So it's going to be interesting to see how they would even do that. Like, who are the protagonists and antagonists? Like, we know that we as humans can't understand these creatures. Only Aquaman can, because he can speak to them, right? So are we going to introduce other characters that, like, get adventure through the trench? Or, like, are you going to do some, like, it's a horror film. So it'd be interesting to see how it works. I'm not going to say it would be terrible. You know, the concept is interesting, but, well, I definitely have to see what becomes of that.
Right. Yeah. It's very interesting. I don't know. It's like, that's like the best that I can come up with in my mind. It's like, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Don't know what it's going to do.
Yeah.
We need a little bit more information. Are we sure you don't want to put any Aquaman characters in there? Like, are you sure you don't want to kind of do like a prequel movie of like really doing the entire story of the fall of Atlantis or something like that? Like, that'd be good.
Right. Or anything, really. Anything. Anything would be more interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Margot Robbie will not be in Suicide Squad 2 or Gotham City Sirens. The Harley Joker movie is also dead, and Margot is only lined up to be in the Birds of Prey film at the moment. Hopefully it's fair to say the Harley Quinn hype is dead. I remember after the first Suicide Squad, that, you know, that's when all this was announced. We're going to do this with Harley and this with Harley and this with Harley. And we're like, we're fucking sick of Harley. We don't need more fucking Harley Quinn. So I guess this is good moves by DC.
Right. You know, and I'm glad that these movies are going to be dying out a little bit. You know, they tried to, you know, head charge the hype with it and everything. And then they just probably did a little bit of research in the comic books and realized that Harley is nothing without Joker. Like, Joker stands off by himself, but Harley is just, she needs other characters to be with her. You know what I mean? Like, she's,
yeah, she, they've you know, done interesting things with Harley without Joker, but I don't think, like, it's like, that's not really what they're interested in, I think. And the other thing too, Birds of Prey and Gotham City Sirens are, like, interchangeable almost in this movie realm, because the Birds of Prey they're doing wouldn't have, like, Birds of Prey comic book-wise wouldn't have Harley. It'd be Gotham City Sirens.
Right, so, yeah. Like, so I think they're getting it mixed up a bit.
I think Gotham City Sirens is also going to be dead eventually at that studio.
Probably. That wouldn't surprise me. But glad that the hype is dying down a little bit. Nothing against Margot Robbie, but, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So, in some more DC news, Zack Snyder bids farewell to Ben Affleck's Batman, thanks him for his amazing chin and heart, and says he was the best Batman ever.
Okay.
You are on crack, sir.
Who's the best Bat? He looked good in the suit. When Ben Affleck was announced, neither of us hated that idea. We're, you know, like, it was kind of like a very divided opinion at the time. And we're right. Like, you know, he could be he was a great Daredevil. He could be a great Batman. I think he was a decent Batman. He just, you know, he wasn't the full package to me, you know, and like.
Right. Yeah. You got to be the full package.
The writing too wasn't his fault. Yeah, but
it was terrible.
Yeah. I mean, Ben Affleck is a successful guy. He's done a lot of great things. He's won a lot of awards. He's a good writer, director, actor, all that stuff. But he wasn't the best Batman ever. And
not even close.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah.
He was a little bit, that statement was a little bit too much. You know what I mean? Best yeah. Batman ever. No, he wasn't. Calm down, buddy.
So we have some big Marvel news. Marvel and Hulu are teaming up for 4 animated series. The first they're doing, I'll just tell you all 4 of them. They're doing MODOK, Hitmonkey, Tiger and Dazzler Show, and a Howard the Duck series. The 4 series will culminate in a crossover series called The Offenders, kind of like what they did with The Defenders on Netflix. MODOK will be written and executive produced by Patton Oswalt. He's a comedian and he writes and does other things. He played one of the guy in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. who has a bunch of brothers that all look like him, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew I recognized the name. I was like, I just don't remember where.
Yeah, it's going to focus around the villain as he tries to keep control of his organization and really needy family. So it's going to be a comedy. Hitmonkey will follow a Japanese snow monkey who trains with the ghost of an American assassin to prepare for a bloody and darkly comical revenge trip through the seedy Tokyo underworld. The series is being written and executive produced by Josh Gordon and Will Speck, so it'll be a comedy. Also, Hitmonkey was first introduced, I believe, in a Deadpool comic.
I'm excited for this one. This one actually sounds like it could be good. The first, the MODOK one, is I don't care.
Tigra and Dazzler will see titular best friends as they seek recognition from other superpowered people in Los Angeles. It will be written and executive produced by Erica Ravinoja and Chelsea Handler. So it'll be a comedy, and I hate Chelsea Handler. I think she's annoying and a terrible woman. Not a terrible woman, but like, her shows aren't good. Like, she had her own talk show on Netflix that I've seen clips from. She's just not entertaining to me. She used to have the Chelsea Handler show, I think, on E! Or something. I don't really like her. I don't see what she's going to add to this series. But, you know, I'm not going to not watch it just because I dislike her. So, you know, I'm a big fan of Dazzler as a character. So, it'll be interesting to see. And I think we've saved the best for last, guys. Howard the Duck will center on the character as he tries to return to his home planet before Dr. Bong can kill and cook him. Kevin Smith and Dave Willis are writing.
Boom. Boom. How can you go wrong? Kevin Smith is on it. He's going to be writing. I'm super excited for this one.
Yeah.
This one is going to be awesome, guys. This one, I really wish Kevin Smith was on Hitmonkey as well. That would make me really happy. But obviously the two headliners, in my opinion, Howard the Duck, followed by Hitmonkey.
Yeah.
Probably followed by MODOK and then Tiger and Dazzler. For me, that'd be like my most excitement list.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're all animated. They're all going to be funny. I think they're all going to be comedic. and, you know, MODOK himself is just a comedic character in a way. Like, he takes himself so seriously, and like, it's always like his ego that gets in his way, you know. Pride cometh before the fall, and all that.
Right. Yeah. So what is like one of the most interesting of things about this piece of news is the fact that Marvel is gonna team up with Hulu. I actually find that very fascinating because what is happening with them and Netflix at the moment? They pulled all their Netflix original Marvel.
Marvel is already teamed up with Hulu doing The Runaways.
Right, yeah.
So, like, this is just an extension of that. And a lot of this news we're going to be focusing on has to do with Hulu and Marvel. So, there's a lot more to talk about.
No, of course. But what I just find so interesting is the fact that they're you know, pulling the Netflix shows, but right. now they're adding to Hulu. I wonder what the reason is. But
yeah, well, I mean, especially with their own streaming service yeah,
exactly,
coming out, you know.
Exactly. Like, why don't they just hire those people and budget it themselves?
Right.
Like, that's what's, like, the most interesting part to me. I'm like, okay, this is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Where's this going? But, okay, next piece of news, some Howard the Duck. Getting an animated series on Hulu, which we already knew, written by Kevin Smith and Aqua Teen Hunger Force co-creator Dave Willis. Kevin Smith on the project said, the times we're living in deserve an...
orator?
What is that?
A speaker.
Mean? Oh, an orator who can identify all the quacks in the system. A straight shooter who won't leave us holding the bill. Oh, man, this guy and his puns. You're pretty good, Kevin Smith. Thanks to Marvel and Hulu, I get to do foul things to one of my all-time favorite comic book character in animation. Let's be honest, I'm not talented enough to handle any of the Avengers, but Howard is definitely in my wheelhouse. However, the real brains of our operation is a legit cartoon genius, the great meatwad himself, Aqua Teen Hunger Force's David Willis. So prepare to get ducked hard.
Yes.
Dude, I'm so excited. I think, like, you know, I've seen his directing and writing chops already. You know, his comic book knowledge is so, like, I mean, obviously other than, like, the writers themselves, you know, who are actually writing the comic books or, you know, people directly involved. I would consider him one of the world's leading experts in comic books, you know, and
right.
like nerd culture and things like that.
Well, in addition to that, he's written comic books.
Right.
He, you know, he's directed episodes of The Flash, of Daredevil, of Supergirl. Like, he's done so much. He is, like, you know, he has his own podcast where he talks about nerd shit all the time. Like, he's almost like one of the voices of our culture. He's one of yeah. the icons, you know, all this. Like, he's just an incredible person, and I can't wait to see what he does. If you guys haven't seen it, right, you know, we're talking about Star Wars earlier. If you haven't seen his review on YouTube of The Last Jedi, it's fucking hilarious, so watch it. Like,
maybe I should watch it.
I love his review that he put up, you know. And, like, it's just like he's like the most legit nerd. Like, he's just like, you can tell, like, you're like, that's how I was when I was a kid, and you're like 40, it's great. Yeah,
it's you know, fantastic. So
So Hulu also could revive canceled Marvel Netflix shows. Oh. Hulu senior VP of originals Craig Erwick was asked directly about the possibility of reviving the canceled shows, to which he said, Marvel has a ton of titles we're interested in. It kind of just depends on when they're ready and who, most importantly, is going to be behind these things. Contracts between Marvel and Netflix also will dictate when the characters can appear on screen again. Late 2020 would be the earliest for Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Daredevil. Jessica Jones, this is a later bit of news. We'll just talk about it now, though. Jessica Jones and and Punisher have also been canceled now on Netflix.
Right, yeah.
So Jessica Jones is still getting a season 3, and it won't be revived after that. But season 3 comes out later this year, so she couldn't appear on screen until 2021 because of this two-year thing in their contract.
Right, and Punisher just came out, so 2021 still.
But we don't, I don't know if Punisher's included in that contract, to be honest. But even so, like, that's, I think the contract must say, this is how everybody's written it, that they can't appear on screen for 2 years, but that doesn't necessarily mean they can't be in production until then. So, right. You know, and it would take about, you know, 6 to 9 months of filming anyway for production, and then adding things later on. So probably a year of production. So they could start, you know, this year or next year on production on a lot of these shows if they wanted to, I think.
Right, yeah.
So
in some more Marvel news, Michael Waldron, a Rick and Morty writer, recruited to spearhead the new Loki series for Disney Plus. He will pen the first episode and executive produce the entire series.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Rick and Morty.
I've never watched it.
I watched, like, the first two seasons. I don't know. I think everybody who's ever told me this show's brilliant and I need to watch it, they all, like, smoke an obscene amount of weed. Like, it's not like, you know, people that are recreational users, just people that smoke all the time.
So, right, like I would consider myself a recreational user.
Yeah, and even so, maybe like if you're high or something, it's good to watch or so. Like I don't know, I'm not really a part of that. I don't partake, so maybe that's why I don't really get it, or like it's not my kind of humor, I guess. It's just like whatever. Like, but people who love it like think it's the best thing ever. So
right, I don't know. Maybe I need to watch it to form an opinion, but I know it's like an occult like following now.
Yeah. So Chris Pratt says that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 will use James Gunn's script. He says that the script is quote unquote off the chain. Chris Pratt said, "Well, I love James." Wait, I don't know how to do Chris Pratt's voice. What is it? It's kind of high pitch. Are you mocking me? Well, I love James. I'm loyal to James, and I love him so much. And we're going to deliver the movie. We're going to give the fans what they deserve. And I think it's in the nature of Guardians of the Galaxy to come together and get the job done. And that's what we'll do.
Okay.
So not exactly Chris Pratt's voice, you know, Chris Pratt mocking Thor voice, you know.
So, I mean, how do you feel about the fact that they would use James Gunn's script? I mean, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, the only problem I can see with it is what I'm going to call the Taika Waititi conundrum, where directors might not want to do the movie because it's not it's not their film, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Which exactly. You know, a lot of times the director isn't the writer, but like I don't know, like James Gunn, it was going to be his film. He was going to write and direct it, right? So like they feel like. They wouldn't know how to make that vision come to life the way that James Gunn would necessarily, but
right. Well, I think we need to address like the fact that people don't really want to touch it because it was James Gunn's project or whatever, but it's like you have to acknowledge that like Guardians 1 was significantly better than Guardians 2, so it's right. Not like you're trying to like carry the torch of this like Omega project or whatever, you know. You know, there's got to be somebody. I was hoping that it was going to be T.Y.T.D., but, you know, unfortunately, I guess he just doesn't want to do it, you know?
Right.
I think he would have been the perfect choice for it, and I think Marvel Studios probably knew that, but he said no. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I mean,
like, do they start looking at other people who have done Marvel films, like, that might not fit as well, but could make it something different or like better? Like, do they look at Ryan Coogler, who did Black Panther? I mean, that film had quite a bit of humor, but it wasn't like, it's not Guardians of the Galaxy humor, you know? Like, do they look at someone like that, or do they look outside for someone new?
You know who I might try? Oh, what is his name? I just lost it. Happy.
Oh, Happy. John Favreau.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I think he would be a great choice to direct it.
Yeah.
He could probably do it. Without him.
He's a busy guy, though, right now.
Yeah, he has a lot of stuff going on. But I do think, you know, given the chance to do it, I think he would like to do it.
Yeah.
I think the humor from Iron Man 1, you know, kind of fits this, you know. Maybe a little bit more grittier humor or whatever, you know.
Yeah, it's a little different. You have to, like, you know, maybe understand the team dynamic a little bit and, like, whatever. But, like, do something new. Like, I think what they did with Guardians 2 is they just played into the same humor from Guardians 1.
Right.
And, like, it kind of got a little old, you know? Yeah. Like,
yeah, I was kind of done. Like, I mean, when we had talked about it, I was super high on it. And now looking back, I'm just like, I wish I could slap myself. I'm like, why do you like this so much? Like, it was a terrible movie.
I mean, maybe you just, like, enjoyed it a lot and, like, thought, like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think, like, because they end with, like, that post-credit scene with, like, Adam Warlock, it just gets you so hyped, you know?
Right, yeah.
But.
So, Kevin Feige confirms they will use James Gunn's script, which we kind of just talked about, so we really don't need to talk about it anymore. But he says James' influence was on Guardians and how they worked in Infinity War, but that was the extent of his influence. They will use his script for Guardians 3 now.
Yeah, so the funny part is, like, Kevin Feige was kind of throwing shade at James Gunn.
Right.
And, like, because You remember a couple years ago, James Gunn was saying, like, he's, like, the person who's, like, in control of all the cosmic universe kind of stuff?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And, like, he's, like, the person at Marvel who influences all that stuff. Like, and he, like, he was talking about when he's doing Guardians 3, it's going to influence the next phase of Marvel from there.
Okay.
And so Kevin Feige is, like, he's like, that's kind of over, he's like, he's over-exaggerated his influence on what we're doing. He's like, I already have plans for all that, you know?
Right,
like,
yeah.
He's kind of just saying, like, we'll still use his script, but his only real influence was on Guardians and how they worked in Infinity War. He's like, that's it.
Right, yeah.
So, he's kind of throwing a little bit of shade there, but...
Good. Knock him down a peg.
Yeah. So, Marvel is going to give Black Cat her first ongoing series. Here's Marvel's description for the first issue.
This is actual comic book news, by the way.
Comic book, yes. The Black Cat is back and starring in her first ever original series. Felicia Hardy has a taste for the finer things in life and a certain set of skills that can get her into any mansion, vault, or museum to procure said finer things. But due to her actions in Amazing Spider-Man, Felicia's not only on the run from the police, but also by New York Thieves Guild and their boss, Odessa Drake. High-octane heists, climatic chases, and twist after twist that will keep you on the edge of your seat like a cat on a perch. In the issue, the first issue, find out a secret from Cat's past in a bonus story that sets a foundation for the future. All this, an all-new Marvel Meow short story by Nao Fuji, will come out in June.
That was like the best reading you could have ever done for that. It was like one of those like hype, like monologue for like movies and shit.
Yeah,
that was good. You Thanks. Deserve a fist.
Thanks. Break. It has to be good because, to be honest, I don't think this will last. This series Wait, will not last.
Lock it. Break the pickle. Tickle. Remember we used to do that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, this falls.
When
under...
I say break the pickle, I didn't pull out my dick.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
He put his fingers together, yes. And then you push your finger in between those fingers, and it separates, and then they the tickle fingers.
Tickle fingers.
Yeah. So,
we'll post a video on Instagram so you guys aren't so weirded out.
Yeah,
right
yeah. Black Cat doesn't need a series. Black Cat doesn't need a movie. Black Cat belongs in Spider-Man or in other things as a random villain. Catwoman deserved her own series. Black Cat does not deserve her own series.
I don't know if it's like the way you read it, but I can't wait for it. I'm just like...
Here's the thing, right? I'm a big fan of Black Cat. I have Black Cat's first appearance, Amazing Spider-Man 194. but no, I don't care about a Black Cat ongoing series, to be honest. But, because like, here's the thing, right? Black Cat's like, historically in comics, she's a thief, but like, she loves Spider-Man, is trying to do better and all this stuff. And like, not really like a bad criminal, but then like in the newer Amazing Spider-Mans from like the past 4-ish years, she's like back as a criminal again, like hates Spider-Man, teams up with Electro, does all this terrible shit. Like, I'm not really interested in that, to be honest.
Right. I think we live in an age of comic books where, characters that are either villains or sidekicks now are being viewed as getting their own series, which is very annoying. Like, we have to have sidekicks. We have to have villain and protagonists and things like that. And you have to keep them true to the character they're involved with. And you need to stop giving every single person their own ongoing series. Like, yes, it's an interesting thing to try it out. Yeah, whatever, But it just seems like all the time now, it's like all these characters that nobody really cares about too much. Like, they care about them only because they're connected with their favorite character.
Yeah, and there's, I don't know, it's like there's character growth, but like sometimes like in an ongoing, you're fully focused on one character. So like, it's like once you grow them a little bit, like you have nowhere else to go with them, like it works for characters like, it worked for Dick Grayson because he's growing up. Right, these characters are like not really growing up. It's funny because I also read, I saw it earlier in the week, but when I was pulling news, I didn't see it. There's like news that Spider-Man might be getting a sidekick named Spider Bite or
That's
something.
So funny.
I don't, it's just what? So funny. But yeah, like Black Cat to me is just like she's an interesting character, but like on a slow burn of like, you know, like a subplot of stories that like builds to something, right? But like as a character on her own in her own story as the protagonist, I don't really see how it could be great. It could be this amazing thing. It could work. But this might just be Marvel also saying, hey, we need to give more women their own ongoing series. I don't know.
Who knows? Anywho, Kevin Feige says Black Widow will not be rated R, says it was never going to be. Someone writes, I hear it's rated R, and suddenly everyone writes it up. Hey, yeah, it's kinda how welcome to the interwebs.
It's kind of how rumors work, isn't it?
Right. Welcome to the interwebs. I mean, cool. I mean, yeah. I never even heard the rumor that it was supposed to be rated R.
Yeah, it was just a rumor, but nobody expected it to be rated R, did they?
It didn't need to be rated R.
No. I think a lot of people are hoping it's going to be like that, like, 1930s spy thing, like Russian spy, you know, killing, blood, gore,
right,
sex, drugs, rock and roll, or whatever. I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, like, never mind. I was going to tell a story, but it's like too graphic and too personal, I guess. But yeah, back to the final bit of news is that Netflix cancels Punisher and Jessica Jones. The stars have reacted. They're thanking fans and castmates. You know, Eminem, I don't know if you saw Eminem, rapper Marshall Mathers, tweeted at Netflix, like, pretty much, like, you fucked up. This show is amazing kind of thing. Like, what are you doing canceling the Punisher? And then John Bernthal was like, oh, much love, brother, or something. I don't know. Like, they're, like, tweeting about it. So it was cool to see. You know, obviously, everybody from the shows is thanking, you know, their castmates, the people who have worked on it, the fans, and all that stuff. So that's great to see. And I did finish The Punisher, by the way, at this point, guys, just so you know. But yeah, Jeff Loeb, head of Marvel Television, all that stuff. You know, we've talked about Jeff Loeb numerous times. He has reacted. He says, our network partner may have decided they no longer want to continue telling the tales of these great characters, but you know Marvel better than that. As Matthew Murdock's dad once said, the measure of a man is not how he gets knocked onto the mat. It's how he gets back up. To be continued.
Dun, dun, dun.
Pretty much implying that eventually these characters will see him again.
Yeah, of course. I think Marvel has always had the intention with like pulling him from Netflix to reintroduce.
Yeah, something like that. Bless you. You sneezed.
Sorry
about
that, guys.
But yeah, whether it's with Hulu, whether it's on Disney Plus, whether it's through some other means, integrating them into the MCU maybe eventually. We'll see. I know neither of us were huge fans of the Defenders show, but what if they did a movie?
No.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But what if they did a movie with the Punisher and the Defenders? Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, I could see
the biggest missing piece from that series, I think. Like,
yeah, probably.
And to be honest, The Defenders just felt like a show about Matt Murdock and Elektra. Like,
right,
it just felt like an extension of season two of Daredevil, but, you know, just without the Punisher.
Right, like, Jessica really didn't have much going on.
I mean, she did some things. Iron Fist did some things. Luke Cage did some things. But they pretty much just fought each other and Stick died. That was the series, you know?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah. And then there's a lot going on, but like it's slow burn kind of shit. So anyway, that's all the news we have for you guys. Okay. So, you know, this is kind of random, right? But I saw Disney on Ice, right? And I don't know why, but I was under the impression that the people ice skating were like performing as well, like singing and stuff, but they don't. They just skate around. Like, and you know, it's like really impressive, like what they can do, like all their tricks and shit. But like all the show is just like clips from the movies and like people skating around to it and like doing performances.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking weak.
Like when I think about it, I'm like, yeah, it'd kind of be really difficult to do this shit and sing at the same time, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And like act and stuff. But then I'm like, I don't know. I was expecting that, you know? And then, like, I was kind of making fun of, like, one of the songs, because, you know, like, kids, they don't really know the words to songs. They just, like, know, like, the last word of, like, a phrase. So I was like, like, all this stuff. And people kept staring at me. And this little shit kid sitting next to me, this little fucker, oh, he's, like, 4 years old. He was kicking me the entire time. And I'd look over, and he's not even looking at me. But, like, you know, when I'm a kid, like, if I felt my foot on someone, like, I'd freak out. I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know. Like, it's a personal space thing, you know. Like, I don't like touching other people, and I know that they don't like to be touched, right? Especially, like, strangers and stuff. So I'd be like, you know, I'd be aware of it. But he wasn't aware of it. He just kept fucking kicking me. And then I saw him do something, and I was like, this little shit must be doing this shit on purpose. Because his brother started acting up, and no joke, he lifted his foot and put it right on his brother's face. And I'm just like,
that is the greatest thing ever.
What the fuck, I'd have man?
Punched that little shit.
Oh my god.
Or I just would have got their attention. Like, I would have asked them to stop, and if they didn't stop, then I would say something to their parents.
Yeah,
I'm just like, can you please
have well your it's like two kids with their dad, so, you know, like, I don't know, maybe he doesn't know how to take care of the kids, and he's just like taking them out because mom was bitching too much or something. I don't know, but
who knows their story.
Yeah, I don't know, but
anywho, yeah.
Also, if you're gonna, like, okay, if you're in Sacramento and you go to a show at Golden One Center, don't park near the venue.
Oh, because, yeah,
you will never fucking get out of there. We like, my girlfriend, like, paid,
why would you do that? You're so dumb.
She paid for the garage right across the street from the venue.
You take Ubers and Lyfts to that place.
I could just fucking walk. Like, I know it's far. Like, it's like,
that's too far.
I don't think it's like a mile or two. Like, it's not that bad, you know. But yeah, I mean, we could just Uber or Lyft, right? It's not that bad. It
would
have
been a couple bucks there and maybe back, because the surge price maybe would have been $10.
Yeah, but you know, we parked in that garage, and like, it literally took us like an hour to get out of the garage because nobody knows how to leave a fucking parking garage. Like, and you don't have to pay, like, you don't have to pay or anything. Like, we paid we paid online. So, like, you know, you just go out through the fucking thing. It just opens and you go out. You don't have to put a ticket in or anything.
Yeah.
Like, you just go out. Like, what took them so, like, and everybody's, like, backing out, trying to go around each other, blocking each other, whatever. I'm just like, and then this one girl, like, this person pulled off to the side and, like, started selling Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, what the fuck?
The fuck just happened?
Anyway, that is everything. Check us out online, nerdyboysreviews.com. Links to all the socials in there. Share your thoughts. Write a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. Share us with your friends and family. We love you guys. We hope you have had a great Valentine's Day and other days these past couple weeks when we haven't been podcasting. But that's everything. We're your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And as always, we have one message for you, and that is stay nerdy, boys.